Meanwhile, Somali troops today killed at least two people in the capital, Mogadishu, when they opened fire to halt riots over rising food costs and counterfeit money. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of the capital today after traders refused to accept local notes, which have become virtually worthless, demanding instead US dollars. Bishop Giorgio Bertin is apostolic administrator for Mogadishu. He says this and the increasing insecurity have seen food prices double and the risk of famine return.
Instability, insecurity, and now really impossible life for most of the families. Basic food, which was costing, let us say, $15, let us say, a month ago, a bag of rice, is now more than the double. And the people have the same salary. So that is really a source of constant trouble for families, and they are trying desperately to look to solve their situation. One is through migration. And of course, plus to that, there is a strong drought going on, which also adds to the problem.
Is there a fear of a return of the famine which has plagued this area of Africa for so long?
Everybody is often thinking about what happened, particularly between 1991 and 92, when there was a real famine, particularly in central southern Somalia. Unfortunately, I can say that the characteristics are very similar, because we have both drought and total insecurity, constant fighting between so-called insurgents, so-called transitional federal government, and the Ethiopian troops. Everything is leading to that, towards that situation, in fact.